أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ليس لك من الأمر شيء أو يتوب عليهم أو يعذبهم فإنهم ظالمون. ولله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض يغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء والله غفور رحيم. صدق الله العظيم. Inshallah, we discuss verses 128 and 129 of Surah Al Imran. In the last few verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the battle of Badr and Allah's Nusrat and Allah's help upon the believers. Before that, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala spoke briefly about the battle of Uhud. And now again, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks again very briefly about an incident with regards to the battle of Uhud. We know at the time of Uhud, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had arranged his army like Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself had explained, but things had gone wrong. Those archers that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had placed on the mountain pass, they had moved away from their position, and the result of which was, at that time, not in the deen of Islam, Sayyiduna Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu had found the mountain pass unchecked, and he had come through the mountain pass, and that created an ambush for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The result was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself was injured. The lower right premolar of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the front two teeth, the right one, the bottom one of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had become shaheed. The cheek of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was also bleeding. The forehead of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was also injured. The face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was filled with blood. On the other hand, 70 sahaba of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had become shaheed. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam for a short period of time had fallen, and people had begun to say, "Inna Muhammadan qad qutila sallallahu alaihi wasallam," that Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had become shaheed. And this created a great amount of turmoil on the battlefield. At that time, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, seeing all of this, himself injured, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam seeing the loss of sahaba, at that time Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam began to say that how could a nation remain prosperous when they have done this to a Nabi that merely calls them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Other narrations has it that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned some names in which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had begun to invoke the curse of Allah Ta'ala. Some narrations say Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam intended to do so. All of this, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah Ta'ala says, "Laysa laka min al-amri shay'un, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is not for you." In other words, you do not have the choice in the matter. O yatuba alaihim, that either Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgives them, O yu'adhibahum, O Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala punishes them, fa innahum zalimun, for certainly they are on the wrong, they are the wrongdoers. The message of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself will deal with them. Your obligation and your duty is to propagate and to transmit the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The rest, hidayat, that lies in the responsibility of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is another very, very great message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had filtered through to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in so far as the battle of Uhud was concerned. When we look at some of those known personalities that we know that had participated in the battle, Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu as an example. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had blessed him with iman. Hinda, the one that chewed the liver of Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Allah ta'ala had blessed her with iman. Her husband, Sayyidina Abu Sufyan, who was the leader of the Quraysh at that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him with iman. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had not only forgiven them, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed many with iman. The person that assassinated and the person that killed Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Wahshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Allah ta'ala had blessed him with iman. So the matter does not lie with you, the choice is not yours, but that is a matter with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deal with this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, in His wisdom, grant iman to whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desires, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will punish whomsoever Allah ta'ala desires. فَإِنَّهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. At this particular time they are in the wrong, at this particular time they are wrongdoers, they oppose the Nabi of Allah ta'ala, they had opposed the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but ultimately then hidayat lies in the hands of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So here Allah ta'ala, by addressing our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addresses the whole ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that these matters are not in our hands. These are all in the hands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Of course, 4 months thereafter, the incident of Bi'r Ma'una had taken place. About 70 Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam were sent out to teach the Quran Sharif, and then the Kufar had 2 times these Sahaba, and then they were also slaughtered. At that time, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after the Fajr Salah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had recited the Qunut Nazila, when Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam had cursed. Some of the opinion and certain narrations also indicate at that time also Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had reminded Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam of this verse, walillahi ma fi samawati wa ma fil ard. Belonging to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is whatever is in the skies and whatever is in the earth. In other words, to forgive and to punish, all is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All is in the control of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. يَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desires. وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would punish whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desires. We should not decide and adjudicate matters for Allah Rabbul Izzat, that Allah will punish such and such a person, Allah Ta'ala will never forgive such and such a person. All of that is left in the hands of Allah. Wallahu ghafurur rahim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafurur rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most ghafur, all forgiving, rahimun. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is most compassionate. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgives whomsoever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala so desires. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.